STL Athletic Development, where kids get complete training for all sports. Eric Napudi and Leo Deering help put Champions Village at the top of every athlete's training regimen. Check us out at championsvillage.net.
Grizz Nation, get your tickets to watch Jaren Jackson Jr. face LaMarcus Aldridge and the San Antonio Spurs Tuesday, February 12th at 7 p.m. You don't want to miss this Western Conference showdown. Call 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com today.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA.
I made up an expression years ago and it kind of caught on. Better late than never. And it may apply here. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, would you say hello to the owner of the dealership where you will probably be buying your next car, truck, SUV, or crossover, Johnny Londoff. So, we finally got you.
Hey, where have you been?
No, where have you been? We were supposed to do this last hour.
Same place I always am when you're trying to reach me. I'm in my office.
Busy.
Dan just confessed he forgot.
I didn't text him right at 3, and I sent him a text, and then, yeah.
You know, Dan, I mean...
Hold on.
You've been doing this for 14 years now, Danny.
Dan, this is on you. You got to him too late, is that right?
Yeah.
I like it when somebody stands up and takes, you know, admits that it was... You know, your fault. Dan Strauss.
Thank you so much. And I kept thinking
accepting
today...
Accepting fault.
I kept thinking today was Wednesday when I came in.
No, Dan, it's Thursday. And you'll know that when you leave today and realize you don't have to come back for 3 days.
Okay.
So that's how you'll know. And now we have to tighten it up. And John, you can thank Dan for that.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks
for tightening it up on me. Thanks for tightening it up on me, Dan. Okay, great job, Dan.
John, to balance Hold on. To balance this all out so that you'll be happy. I don't know if you were listening earlier, but you got a great big fat free commercial. We had a caller who called in and said he had trouble with his vehicle, and I thought he was going to say, so I rolled it into the service department at John Law. No. He said he went in there and drove out with a brand new Chevy Silverado. That's what he said. So you've already had a great testimonial. Unsolicited today.
So since Dan kind of messed this up and I got to talk really quick, do I get a break on the spot?
Let me check. Hang on, because I got to go look. No. I have a set of guidelines. Hang on. In the event that Dan
wants
to call Johnny in time, is it possible?
I got your guidelines.
No, the answer is no.
Well, here's the guideline. Come to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, either tonight or tomorrow or this weekend. Great, 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 great deals on every new car, new truck, SUV, and pre-owned vehicles. Over 200 pre-owned vehicles in stock and probably over 500 new cars and new trucks. And you know what? They're looking for a home, folks. They're looking for a good home, and there's no better home than the AM and the PM crowd.
Let me tell people how I can tell these are good deals. You normally say something when it's really good three times, like we're open late tonight, or great, great, great deals. You actually said great four times. You said great, 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 great deals. Ladies and gentlemen, that tells me these deals are extra good. That's what I read in that.
There you go. Boy, you're on the ball today.
I pay attention.
Someone has to since Dan isn't, so good thing.
I know.
So what day is Wednesday or? Oh, this is Thursday.
It's been
Thursday since 12 midnight, Dan.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, well, listen, give us a call.
Embarrassed he's not even speaking.
That's how embarrassed he is.
Yeah.
I didn't hit my mic on now. I'm having a bad day.
You're messing. Yeah, you are. You're messing everything.
What is the deal, Dan? Did you get up on the wrong side of the bed?
No, I got up on
I think what's taking its toll on Dan is these 12-hour work weeks.
Yeah.
It'll get to him. It'll get to a man.
Or
a woman.
Need a nap.
Anybody. Yeah.
So, give us a call. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com. Months kind of starting off a little slow with the weather, but hey, listen. Come on in. We'll warm you up with a great deal.
Okay, we'll pick that business up for you starting as soon as you hang up. They'll be on the way, I guarantee it.
All right, Frankie. Thanks, buddy.
All right, Johnny. Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah.
See, you know why he did that? Dan, it's because of you. He only does that because he knows I don't like Frankie. So he does that, and that's his way of saying, I'm not real happy, you know, with what just happened, so I'm going to call you Frankie. And it's all on you.
Yeah.
No wonder you couldn't keep the job as assistant manager at Sambo's Restaurant.
I know.
That doesn't surprise, anybody. I have to catch up and do one bit of business, and we're going to roll right into Scott Sherman. So let me give you these numbers again. If you need legal help from an attorney, and he is an attorney at law, As like, it would make any difference if I didn't say at law. I've always wondered about that. Are you an attorney or an attorney at law? Well, he's an attorney at law, and he's got some, has had very good advice over the last 3 years or so for a lot of people. And I know because I get the emails from people who go, oh my goodness, Scott Sherman saved us a lot of time and money. So here are the numbers. If you have some legal questions, you could call now. In about a minute, we're going to get this thing fired up. 314-821-0590. You know, sometimes people are writing that down. So let me do that again a little slower. 314-821-0590. See, when I write fast, I can't read my own writing. I've written myself more notes. I look at them. I have no idea what they say. I have horrible handwriting. 855-282-8255. It is my great pleasure to remind everybody, since I believe the low tomorrow night is something like 10, or, I mean, it's dropping again like a rock.
No, 10, 14. Then,
oh, well, that's very different. I guess I misread something. 14. And again, there are people who don't have to worry about, you know, excessive utility bills or, you know, bleeding cash, paying for utilities they don't have to pay for because they have good windows. Their windows are nice and tight and keep the cold air out. If you don't and you need new windows, I don't know how many times I have to say this. That's what your parents say when you're little. I've talked till I'm blue in the face. Those of you who haven't done it yet, and maybe you're not ready, maybe you won't be ready till next month or the month after or spring, whenever it is, all we ask is that you include Window World when you're shopping for replacement windows. And I think what you're going to find is that you will then understand why more people buy Window World windows as replacement windows than any other window in the United States. You'll see. Let them come out to your house, give you a free in-home estimate. Remember that 18 months financing, the same as cash with approved credit. Remember the lifetime warranty. Remember the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, and you'll get it. You will. You'll see why this company has been so successful. It's called value. It's called great product for your money and getting your money's worth. Window World. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law.
Well, it is time.
Who is wrong?
And we have a line open. So there's one still available. Real quickly, one more time, and then we'll introduce the star of this segment. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Scott Sherman, you were in the green room for 4.5 hours. And the reason I know that is that I talked to somebody who was here when you signed in, because you have to sign into the green room. You signed in and you were in there 4.5 hours. What in this world were they doing to you?
There's a new policy they have where you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement, but I can tell you it was fabulous.
Now I'm curious. So if I go in and say, hey, I want whatever Scott Sherman had,
wow,
here 4.5 hours,
yeah,
and not even knowing what it was,
no,
that's all I have to say.
It's all you need to say. Just ask for the special.
Now, what's interesting is your skin looks just slightly red, like maybe a tanning bit. You know what? It's none of my business. It's none of my business.
I would tell you, except I did sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Okay, all right. Are you ready to help people?
I'm ready to go. Yes.
All right. Folks, if you're smart, you'll start calling because that line is still open. I don't think, is this somebody's real name or what do we got here? Granddad? Is that your name, Granddad?
Yep, that's me.
Okay, Granddad, thank you for calling. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott Sherman.
Hello, Granddad.
All right. Well, this is my first time ever being on the radio, so excuse me.
Well, hold on. Let's savor the moment, Granddad. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Granddad's first time on the radio. Let's make him feel at ease and welcome.
Yeah. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Don't let it be the last. Call any time. What do you have for Scott?
All right. Well, this should hopefully be quick and easy. So yesterday, I come home from work. And I look across the parking lot at the apartment complex that I live in, and somebody had stolen my motorcycle while I was at work.
Whoa, that's not good.
So, you know, I did the right stuff, called the police, saw the police report, you know, whatever, called the insurance company, reported it to them. Today, the, I don't know what she's called, like an adjuster or something,
that's
called
correct.
Me to give me some big interview and ask me a ton of questions and stuff. Here's my concern, Scott, mm-hmm. is that in 15 or 30 days from now, when they cut me a check, because they're never going to find this bike, you don't find them. When they cut me a check for it, I'm worried that I'm going to get less money than I think what might be right for somebody to get. What's some advice you can give me on fighting that if they lowball me on what they're going to give me back for it?
Frank, can I take a run at this?
Yes.
Granddad, here's the deal. First of all, can I ask how old you are?
I'm 22.
Yeah, and I knew you were young. I don't know why you call I understand sometimes when people don't want to use their real names, but the granddad thing, that's kind of funny, actually, a 22-year-old granddad.
To me,
this is going to come down to who your insurance carrier is. There are some insurance carriers that, in the policy, they'll state they will pay you, cut you a check for full replacement of that same bike. Then there are others that base it on some other formula. I think it really comes down to who the policy is with and what that sort of fine print says. And if they don't give you what you think it's worth, here's Scott to tell you what you can do.
Granddad, here's what you should do. First, you want to find out what you can prove as the fair market replacement value of the bike. So go online. There are plenty of these research software websites, Edmunds, KBB. Find out what a reasonable replacement value for your exact make, model, year, mileage, and condition of that bike, and then build in that your deductible amount as a ding. And I don't know if you know what your deductible is, because it's a stolen motorcycle, it's under the comprehensive part, and then they'll deduct that amount. So do you know what your deductible is?
Yes, I do.
How much?
It is $500.
That's not bad. That's how you did very well buying not only that coverage, so good on you for doing that, but also you're going to lose $500 minus what you can find as the best replacement value. Don't let the insurance company set their own value on that motorcycle. There's a market out there. Unlike injury cases where it's all a bunch of different elements or almost like different ingredients of a soup, There is a market for your motorcycle, the make, the model, the year, the mileage and condition. You go find that, wait for them to make you an offer, and then you can come back at them and say, no, that's not what it's worth. Let me show you what is out there and what it's worth, and do it that way. If they still lowball you and you take into consider that deductible amount, you know, Frank's right. You can get a lawyer to do that. I don't know what the bike's worth. It's worth $50,000 or $3,000. But then you have to make sort of a business decision as to whether or not you're going to sue your insurance company, which is not a bad idea, actually, over this breach of contract where they don't pay what they're supposed to. So spend your time looking at online what the value of those motorcycles are, and then do what Frank said, get a copy of your policy and read and see what their obligation is. Like he said, there's a difference between fair market value replacement or full replacement value, and the devil's in those details. So
I have a question. Before you go trying to read through the whole policy, do you have a good relationship with a broker or whoever you have your insurance through? Is there somebody you can call?
You know, to be honest, I don't think I've ever talked to my insurance agent once.
Wow. That's too bad. This is where I'm a big believer. I personally have like the greatest. This woman is the greatest insurance broker ever. I can call her and she's never failed to call me back like within 5 minutes unless she's in a meeting. And in my case, I just call and say, Amy, motorcycle is stolen. can you just take a quick look at my policy and call me right back and tell me what kind of coverage I can expect, a replacement check, and boom, done. In your case, yeah, do you have the policy? Do you have a copy of the policy?
On me, no, but yes, I have a copy of it.
No, I don't mean on you, but yeah, you can get a hold of one.
Look for the exclusion.
And here's the most important thing here, what Scott said. You do not have to. I think a lot of people think that they just have to go along with whatever the adjuster or somebody says. And go, well, your bike's only worth $800. No, no, you do not have to accept that. You do not have to go with it. Because they may, depending on the company, they may try that. Look, their people, I think, in some cases, are certainly told, let's not write any bigger checks than we have to. But good insurance companies, and I've had cases where I was stunned that they gave me more than I expected because they were being fair.
That's right. I was just going to say that. That's why you wait to hear what they say, because they might offer you more than it's worth.
Yeah, and I think, too, Granddad, you're maybe overthinking this and getting worried about something that may not happen. They may very well be extremely fair with you. I have a question for you. When you got home, you said the parking lot. Was your bike parked in the parking lot?
It was parked under a carport that is owned by my roommate that I live with.
Okay, what was it? Chained or anything, or locked, or nothing?
I had the steering wheel locked. That's the only security measure.
They could pick it up and put it in a van or a truck or something. It wasn't chained down or anything.
I almost guarantee that's what happened.
In Granddad,
listen, as a guy who's had 17 motorcycles, trust me, I know a little bit about how motorcycles are stolen, and it doesn't take long at all. In about 30 seconds, pull up, block the view, hoist it, four guys pick it up, put it in the truck, drive away, and they're gone. Well, can I ask you, what, if you don't mind, what do you think the bike is worth?
I looked up the Blue Book value of it yesterday, and it was $3,800.
Okay. KBB.com has a range of values. Have you checked them to see what the low or what the retail, I mean the wholesale would be, and then what the private party sale would be, to see what the range is between the high and low?
I have not, but I just wrote that down. So yep. That's the first thing I do when I get off this.
And Edmunds.com, not Jim Edmunds, but Edmunds.com. It's another really good free website that will give you an estimate on vehicles, including motorcycles. One last thing. Have you given your required interview to your insurance carrier yet?
Yes, I did that earlier today.
Okay, good. I'm glad you did that. That's part of the cooperation clause. You have to do that. But I hope this never happens again. But don't speculate the next time with anybody. Say, I can tell you that they're never going to find it. Because listen to what that sounds like in the worst spin of all time. They're never going to find that motorcycle. Don't do that again, not because you said anything wrong, just because it's not necessary and it's not something you want to even open the door about, where they're thinking, how does he know they're never going to find it? All you know
it actually does sort of sound like you might have been in on it.
Not to me, but to somebody, who is paid to look for denial of claims, watering down claims, and there are a lot of fraudulent claims. It's not only, here's my olive branch to the insurance listeners, insurance adjusters, there is a lot of fraud out there. So the fact that they're cynical is not their fault. It's a product of the business they're in, and don't do that when it's not something you need to do. You just give them the facts, man, and you did a good job because they're going to pay you. Now do a little bit more research and then understand that deductible is gone, and they might find the motorcycle locked in a warehouse somewhere and nail all these people that are nailing motorcycles. They probably won't, but as far as you know, it was there, it was locked, and now it's gone.
All right.
All right, Granddad. Good luck.
Don't wait to call back when you're a great granddad.
I hope you. I hope you get it back. I hope you get it back unless it's trashed, because I wouldn't want it back if somebody had screwed it up. So I hope it's either in exactly the shape it was, or you never see it again. And I think you probably feel the same way.
All right. Well, I really appreciate both of your guys' advice. I'd like to give a quick shout out to my dad for recommending that I do this with my evening calling into the radio station. I want to thank my dad for being my biggest role model.
Your dad's a smart guy. Thank you, Granddad.
All right, thank you.
So if it, it granddad's dad would be great granddad.
Yeah,
that'd be wow. That'd be his dad. Granddad again, 22 years old.
His dad's 36.
Yeah, great granddad's 36 years old, and I can tell by his voice he wasn't old enough to use the name granddad. Let's go to Jared. Oh, by the way, a line just opened, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Jared, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Frank. Hey, gang.
Hello, Jared.
Hey, Jared.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Real quick question. Mine's more of a preventative question, I guess. But my wife and I recently purchased 10 acres of land someday to help build our home on. Is there anything I can do or sign to put up or purple spray paint someone mentioned that I could put around the property, on the property, to prevent someone that would perhaps be walking across, break their leg, or, you know, God forbid, a hunting accident or something? Is there anything I can do to prevent or protect myself? Because this is, like I said, this is a piece of property out in the country that we won't be on, we won't be monitoring. We're just going to hold it for the future.
Okay, if you don't mind, Jared, I'd like to take a run at this. The answer is yes and no. Yes, you can do whatever you want. It's your property. You can put no trespassing, keep out. You can put a rope around it, wire, whatever. It won't, however, if it's out in the country, necessarily keep anybody off, because some knuckleheads on some dirt bikes or something, they're just going to knock it down and go through there anyway if they want to. They don't have any regard for
that. I was told the signs are just a waste of time. They won't hold up in court.
I think they are. I personally think they are. But now here's a real attorney to tell you what he thinks. Scott?
I disagree. I think that you have a duty to put up signs. And I did say duty. Oh,
yeah, you did. Why don't you edit that out? He said duty. We don't want that on the air.
I got
Hang
you.
Hang on a second. Hang on. Let's get rid of that.
Yeah, that's an FCC violation.
Radio edit.
All right, Jared, I'm sorry you had to hear that filthy talk out of Scott.
Well, sorry,
Scott.
I apologize to the FCC. I would put the trespassing signs up, and I would, if you could, you know, string that along the property boundary as best you can. And the reason is this. Under Missouri law, is this a Missouri?
This is Illinois.
That's the same thing. In Missouri,
I have a quick question, Scott. Yeah. Scott, I have a quick question for you. What if he put up a sign? I've actually seen this on people's property. Trespassers will be shot on sight. Can you put that up? Can you put that sign up?
Sure.
You didn't shoot anybody. I'm not kidding, Jared. Scare them to death. Say large dogs on property, and trespassers may also run the risk of being shot.
This house don't call 911.
That'd scare me to
death.
That'd scare me. Yeah.
I would put up the no trespassing signs. I put up no hunting signs, and the reason for that is this. With respect to premises liability, and that's when people get hurt on your property, if you are the category of a trespasser, there is nearly no protection for you, meaning this. If Jared puts up no trespassing signs, he's given notice to people that that is his property, and that particular property is not to be used for any purpose. And if they do and they get hurt, they are SOL. Unless you put in like a moat, or you put in some kind of, like, you know, I was watching Platoon last night, and you know, like those ditches with the spears in them and stuff. You can't do that. But if they get hurt screwing around on your property and they don't have your permission, by you putting up notice, by having those signs, they get nothing. So I would put the effort and energy into getting, making sure it's on your boundary, you know, making sure it's on the boundary line, and I'd hang these no trespassing signs, no hunting signs, and things like that up. And that way, somebody does do what you are worried they might do, they cannot sue you. And even though it's not occupied land, get insurance for it, liability insurance, in case they argue that, well, you know, it's hunting season and everybody else lets us do it and the sign fell down and he shot him. So don't
so
have it.
Would not be covered under my regular insurance.
No. I'd get a separate policy for that piece of unoccupied property for liability only. And then if you put your signs up, not only would your rate be lower, but very, very slim chance that a trespasser would be successful against you if, say,
is
one
there
of
any
them
the
shot
purple
the other
spray
one.
Paint?
I don't know what that means. I don't care.
I don't either. I've never heard of
I mean,
that.
I don't even know what the ribbons are anymore. I mean, there's so many ribbons, they have so many colors, I couldn't tell you which one's which, so I can't tell you what color spray paint means,
Jared,
to do something.
Jared, where are you supposed to spray the paint? On the ground?
No, I was told by a fellow hunter that purple spray paint on, like, or if you spray paint a circle or a ring around the tree, purple spray paint is the same thing as a sign, because sign over time, you know, they deteriorate, they fall off, wind blows them away, whatever. That paint is equivalent to a sign.
Sounds good
to
me.
But you got 10 acres. Where are you going to put it, around every tree? I mean, where do you put the purple paint?
Okay. You know, I'm not going to tell you not to do it, but signs.
It can't hurt to do it.
Yeah, it's but signs, no trespassing, no hunting.
And one last thing, and this is just me, Jared. If you're going to do the signs, I'm not kidding when I say this. I would go full bore. I'd go all out. I would make up a sign that says this ground is property of the U.S. developmental, make up a bogus, it sounds like governmental, but it's not. And you could actually form a sole proprietorship. It wouldn't cost you anything, called U.S. Developmental Ground Agency something something. But this is the property of the U.S. something something. Any trespassers could be subject to serious fines up to $500,000. You didn't say they would. You said could be. I'm not kidding. I'd have fun with it as long as I'm doing the signs, and make it as scary and as threatening as it can be.
I like it. And you know those used car dealerships have those those triangle flags? Put those around your property.
Yeah, those orange triangles.
Why not?
Make it look serious, like there's a nuclear waste in there or something. Hey, there you go. Nuclear waste on this property. That's good. And toxic whatever. Good luck with that, and I do think it's smart to take a separate policy out on that property. It won't cost much, because it's just land.
I'll tell you.
Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Jared. What were you going to say?
I'll tell you a quick story. The only thing I ever was convicted of doing wrong in my 11 years as a PI was trespassing, and I went to trial, and I lost. Lenny Kagan represented me in St. Louis. Kind of gave me some bad info, trespassing Missouri, I think the phrase is absolute law. Am I saying that right?
Yep.
Where this guy had a sign 100 yards off his front property line on a tree that was next to a pond that said no trespassing, no fishing, no hunting. I could have had Superman vision and not seen the sign, but because that sign was up, that's what the technicality was that got me convicted, that he had a sign posted on his property even though it wasn't visible to me from the property line.
Yep. The only exception is for kids, when it's called an attractive nuisance. You can put all the signs you want up. If you have a pool, or if you have a lake property, or you have something where kids think it would be fun that are under the age of 6 or 7 to go on there and play around and they get hurt, I don't care what your sign says, you're done. So that's the exception. And other than that, for these guys that are out in the woods, you know, out there hunting, they better not go on to the Jared's property if he's got the signs.
And as long as you mentioned fraud earlier, let's not forget or think for a moment that this doesn't exist. People who will deliberately fall down, act like they hurt themselves, go check, see who owns that land, and then try to sue them because they got hurt on it or fell in some kind of hole and twisted an ankle or something.
True.
Those people are out there. And they seek out remote properties so they can, honest to goodness, like shoot themselves in the foot deliberately and say that it was on that land that it happened, and if they should have had more signage up, blah, blah, blah.
But what about
the liability thing is smart.
What about Omaha steak salespeople? What about Jehovah Witnesses? What about Girl Scout cookie salespeople? What about anybody who's trying to sell you roofing or siding or firewood? My argument was that all of these people are technically trespassing because they're coming onto property unwanted. But because I was trying to remove a GPS device from this guy's truck, the judge just took liberty and hammered me when other people wouldn't have been.
Yeah. Solicitation stuff has a First Amendment component to it that some of these other things don't have. So they'll bend a little bit on that. But as a general rule, for a landowner or possessor of land, even people that rent in an office in a strip mall, if somebody trespasses, they break into this fortress here we got, and they're trying to get into the green room, and on the way in they cut themselves, no matter what their reason is, even though the green room is an attractive nuisance, they're not getting anything. Hopefully taken in jail.
Lenny even asked the judge, he said, what if Mr. Woodburn was playing soccer in the street and he kicked a soccer ball into his yard and went to retrieve his soccer ball? And the judge said, well, technically I'd have to convict him if he filed a complaint.
Well, that's why Lenny was such a great prosecutor. He got everybody convicted, even you.
You sure did.
Wow. Let's go to Lenny Kagan is a great lawyer.
Someone just called and said that the purple paint is in Illinois is just as good as a sign. That's what he said.
Well, that's a new one to me. Yeah. I'm over here. We've never heard of it. I never heard of it. Let's go to Pat. Pat, thank you for being so patient and waiting. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott Sherman.
Hi, Pat.
AM to PM.
Thank you.
Hey, I have a question. My son, over the Christmas holiday, worked for a major delivery company. I don't want to tell which one it is just yet, but they have brown delivery boxes.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
No, I can't imagine.
Okay. Okay, so he worked for, he signed up to work for him as a runner over the Thanksgiving holiday, and then when he got off for Christmas, he started. Well, when he signed up, he made a mistake with the HR person, and he accidentally transposed a number in his Social Security number. So 30 seconds, or my son says, you know, 5 minutes later, he realized what he had done, called the same person back. They said they'd take care of it. Well, Christmas came, and he went to work for him. He worked for about a week. And one day they said, well, he came into work and he said he couldn't work because his Social Security number was wrong and his background check was no good. He said, well, you've got me. He had me working for, you know, 4 days, and I've worked at a, you know, he works in the summertime at Scott Air Force Base, and he works in a school when he's at college as a, you know, he's going to be a teacher. He says, my background's fine. And you've had me working for 3 days. But anyway, he hasn't been paid. He hasn't been paid. And I've called the HR person in St. Louis. And, you know, I'm just looking for him so he can get his money. You know, he's away at school. He could use whatever money that is. I was just wondering, is there anything we could do?
All right, I'll take a quick stab at this. Nothing about this sounds right. In other words, shame on them. Surely there's a way they could pay the guy for work he's already done. But in hindsight, here's a letter for everybody. And it took me a long time to learn this. Anytime something as important as a Social Security number needs to be changed, absolutely ask for an email confirmation that it was corrected. Because all he has now is just his word against theirs. Well, I called and they said they changed it. No, I don't know what he's talking about. He put it down wrong. So anytime you do anything like that, get some sort of confirmation. Get an email, something saying we corrected the mistake. Your Social Security number has been changed. Do I think he should be paid? Absolutely. Here, Scott.
Frank's right. They owe him the money. They don't owe him the job,
right,
but they owe him the money. I would send me an email, and I will forward,
okay,
and I will give to you my employment law guru's info, and he would love to take a bite out of Brown there and get this young man's money back. I can't say it's going to get done quick.
Right. The last thing I want to do, because he's set up for next year again. He wants to work there again, but, you know.
Well, why don't you guys send an email to HR and say, we know that this has been a, you know, you're busy people, but he worked from this day to this day. How old is he?
He'll be 21 in March.
Sounds like he's an adult. Why doesn't he do it?
Let me ask, how much do they owe him, well, Pat?
It's probably $200 or $300.
There's people in prison for stealing $200 or $300. That's a lot of money. Right. He needs to do this.
Right.
And you can guide him. Write it.
But he's away at school.
Oh, write it in his name. You know, whatever.
And whether it's you or he does it, Pat, don't be too nasty with him, because you just said he wants to work for him again. And for $200 or $300, it's not really worth losing any future work he might have with him. But he does have it coming to him, and surely somebody at HR, when they hear your story, will go, you know what? Let me see what I can do about this.
That's a great company, and you know they have, you know, tens of thousands of employees. So, write the email and just be like, we know how busy everything was, and you know how busy you are, but here's the situation. He worked, he earned the money. What can we do to get the money?
Right. Well, I've called the head HR guy in St. Louis several times, and it's being worked on where he'll get his money, but. It's been, you know, since Christmas.
Do it in writing. They don't. Okay. If it's not paper,
It doesn't one exist. One other thing, Pat. You said it's been since Christmas, and here we are in February. We're in the beginning of February. That's only five, six right. weeks. Just be if they said we're working on it, I would be patient because that's not a lot of time when you consider the size of this company and all the bureaucracy and red tape, and everybody's got to sign off on something. I think you'll get paid. I do. That is a very reputable. UPS is a tremendously impressive
company.
Now,
wait a minute. How do you know that?
Well, everybody knows. They might as well say it. They know like, what we're talking about. But that's a very impressive.
You're like Carnac.
That place is very impressive. My guess is he'll get paid.
Oh, and one thing, and it's not anything, Pat here, but does your son, is he dyslexic in some way? Does he have some kind of?
No, he's not dyslexic.
I'm not trying to be flippant, but you know, if he does have something like that, where he's got a condition where he does superimposed letters or something. That's an even better reason to put that, you know, he does make this mistake once in a while. He's dyslexic or
he's 20 year old kid. I know, but they
No. That's what I meant. He's 20.
Yeah.
He'll get paid. Just
all right.
Keep on it. All right.
Thank you
for calling. Bye. Thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you very much. Now we go to Bob. A line just opened because Pat's hanging up. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Bob, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Scott. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Bob.
Scott, I sent you an email a while back, and a couple of weeks ago you talked about somebody was owed money, and you said instead of going to small claims court to go to the next level, and I wanted to know, you know, what the procedure would be to go ahead and do that, and if you had an attorney that could assist me with that.
Yeah, I do. I have a couple of people that will take these relatively low-dollar debts and take them to court. The reason you go to associate circuit court, which is the mid-range court above small claims but below circuit court, is one, it's got a cap on it of $25,000, and hopefully if you are owed money, it's less than $25,000. So it's a substantial amount of money for most people. The other is there's finality in it. Sure, there's an appeal, but there's an automatic appeal in small claims court, and it's a little too much like Judge Judy and not enough like, I don't know, any other real judge. I like having lawyers represent the plaintiff because that will then make the defendant, who might be a crook, spend their own money to hire a lawyer or come into court and get ripped up. And a lot of times what happens is bullies are the ones and con artists are the ones that get over on people at the beginning, and then they come into small claims court and they pull that act over and over again. And then if you win, they just take their automatic, what's called de novo or start again, try over, and you've wasted 3 months. So anybody's got a problem like that where it's 10 grand, 8 grand, 20 grand, don't go to small claims court with that, and I got some people that will handle those cases and hopefully in a way that makes it economically feasible and effective.
Scott, it's I'll tell you what it is. It's $1,600. Is that worth it?
That's
or not?
That's not a lot of money. That might be small claims court, but okay. Why just send me an email anyway, and when we can craft something that maybe we throw it on some bulk docket of one of my friends, and if you really owed it, then and they're not going to come to court, and we can get that done. But $1,600, $800, you know, that's Judge Judy stuff. But you know, we'll talk about it.
Okay, I will go ahead and do that. Thanks so much. I appreciate the help.
All right, Bob. You're welcome. Thank you. We appreciate you listening. Thank you. We're going to take a very quick break. Very quick. Shannon, hang on. We'll get right to you next. The line is open, obviously, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 o'clock, you have an opportunity to listen to the most entertaining show that's on anywhere on the weekend. And with most stations, it's a show better than anything they have during the week. It's our yard sale. It's our First Community Credit Union yard sale on Saturday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. I invite you to listen. Scott Sherman here is one of your hosts, the guy behind the glass that no one here really wants to sit in the same room with, and I hope you can't hear me, is Dan Strauss. He's the co-host. In fact, when Scott and Dan co-host the show, there's a glass between them, 3-inch thick bulletproof glass between the two of them. And they host the show on Saturday morning. And it's great for selling things, buying things, and just flat out just entertainment. So the reason I mention it is, as you may know, it has one sponsor, which is why they're able to get a full 2 hours in with only four brief interruptions per hour. And that's to remind you that First Community Credit Union makes it possible. First Community Credit Union also helps make this show possible. They've been with us now for, my goodness, I don't know, 8 years? I don't know, something like that. And the very, very big part of this show and one of our strongest supporters, what you could do for us, well, I just go right to the biggest thing you could do for us. That's just close all your accounts where you're banking, move all your banking to First Community Credit Union. There, just go right there. Now, if you prefer, you go to their website first, check them out. You could go into any of the locations. There are over 40 of them. It's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Go in there, get some fresh popcorn, scope the place out, meet somebody, a manager, ask a couple of questions, get some literature. And, of course, you can always go to their website, which is firstcommunity.com. But either way, whatever you do, please tell them your AM and the PM, and you appreciate the Yard Show, and you appreciate their supporting this show. And the result will be that you'll be glad you did all this, because you now will have a great place to bank. I believe you will like banking there better than wherever you're banking now, and I don't even know where you're banking now. So join us. Become a member. I think you'll be very glad you did. firstcommunity.com.
And we're going to get a check on traffic right now with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Staples. You've got a slow go southbound 170 between Del Mar and 64. They cleared the crash. Eastbound 64 at the Science Center overpass. Westbound 64 jams at Vandeventer and delays westbound 44 at Hampton. Right now during Staples Chairs event, save up to 40% on a huge selection of chairs for your home or office. Get the Staples Merit Desk Chair for $99.99. That's a $70 savings. Offer ends 2/9/19 while supplies last. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with Hero.Loan. Did you know that service members are 23% more likely to carry credit card debt? Serving in the military is one of the most courageous things you can do. There is no reason for any of our military, active or retired, to be living paycheck to paycheck. At Hero.Loan, you can cash out 100% of your home's appraised value, and we close VA loans in 14 days. Hero.Loan, the only way to VA. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Don't worry if you missed our grand opening. It's not too late to get your young athlete training at Champions Village in Fenton. Champions Village is the brand new state-of-the-art baseball and softball training center that features batting cages, interactive hit tracks, pitching mounds, turf training, and a full infield. And don't forget about the Napudi Wellness Center and STL Athletic Development, where kids get complete training for all sports. Eric Napudi and Leo Deering help put Champions Village at the top of every athlete's training regimen. Check us out at championsvillage.net.
All right, Shannon, this is where your patience pays off. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman.
Hi, Shannon.
I'm just calling as a listener, a long-time listener, in reference to the caller before about the 10 acres. If people post signs and invariably they get ripped off or something, could you walk around your own property and take pictures or video that signs were posted? Would that allow, you know, that, hey, they were up, someone took them down?
Sure. And the other thing you can do is there are a lot of these hunting cameras that you can put on trees in different parts of your property.
You know what? This is a great idea. Shannon, these cameras are so inexpensive. I mean, like $30, and they're motion activated. And any body or any animal that walks by them, it takes a photo. I've seen these things. They're fantastic, and you mount them to the trees, and you change the battery a couple times a year. That's a great idea, Scott.
And that way, if anybody said, well, there are no signs there, I'm like, well, yeah, not until you brought them down, guy.
Well, I don't own that property at all, but yeah. That's my question.
No, absolutely.
Couldn't you prove that you did have signs up, so.
Yeah, you can, and I think, protecting yourself is an investment. So is the property. But look what you have to lose if somebody hurts themselves and you didn't do the simple thing. Something that costs you, $500.
could cost you a $50,000 claim or piece of property, or you know, you just don't want people getting hurt on your property. Even if it costs you nothing, it would be really upsetting if a trespasser who was not warned, even if they were trespassing, got hurt really bad because they were on your property and it's in a gully or is some kind of I don't know, holla or whatever they call it in West Virginia. You just feel bad about that. So give them a warning. You're not allowed here. It's not cool. Get out of here and go do this, whatever you're going to do somewhere else. And here's another one, and I don't want to give everybody meth labs. And this is the most realistic thing that's going on in the Midwest. These people will go out in the woods onto unoccupied and warned areas, and they will set up a meth lab there, and they will cook poison on your property. So another reason to have cameras, another reason to give warnings and tell them you're going to get shot or whatever you do. It's real.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. I enjoy your show. Shannon,
thank you, and thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
I'm glad Tim came back, too. He's a good addition to your group.
Nah, we don't have time to hear that. Okay, thanks. Thanks for calling.
Edit that out.
Right,
yeah, edit that out. Yeah. Just for a second, I want to talk about these cameras. I first saw one of these cameras when a friend of mine had some property, and he suspected that some workers were like coming onto his property and putting trash and stuff. So he showed me this thing. The camera itself is in camo. The plastic is camouflage. And so when you put it on a tree, mount it to a tree, you can't see. Honest to goodness, there's no way, especially on 10 acres, you'd be able to go walking around finding this camera. And let's say you put the camera, position it so that if somebody took one of your trespassing signs down, you capture them because you can adjust the distance. Kind of like you can on floodlights, on these double floods on your house, you can adjust the angle and the distance so wherever you want it to kick on the light, you want it to be when somebody's real close or when they're 50 feet away. Same with these cameras. And if you take the maximum angle and the maximum distance, it's going to capture. And it's in real high definition, so when you load that photo from the SD card, you can zoom in and see whoever this moron is who took your sign down or trespassed or whatever. I think I'm glad you said that, because that is a great investment for $30 or so. And you get them at Cabela's or Bass Pro, or you get them online. Just motion-activated outdoor cameras. And they're not expensive. And I think from a cover, you know, CYA aspect, I think it's money well spent. So we are we're out of time, I'm sorry to say. Scott, would you give your email address, please?
Absolutely. It is lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com.
Now, this is something most people would never do on the air. We're going to have a broadcast lesson. I've been meaning to say this to you for a long time. You do a fantastic job here. This is a great segment. You do one thing that drives me nuts. And when people call and I say, okay, Shannon, say hi to Scott Sherman. Here's what you do. Hi, Shannon. And he just like drops right off a cliff. Or Pat, say hi to Scott Sherman. You go, hi, Pat. Let's try this. And I'm going to say, Jared is on the phone. And I want you to say hi to Jared. Scott, Jared's on the phone. Jared, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Hi, Jared.
Yes! See? He's a quick learner. This is why he's an attorney. He's a good student. See, now that I've done this, you'll never do that again, I bet. You'll never go back to your old ways. Say hi to Bob. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Bob.
Now that's it. That's it. Oh, now we're set for next week. Scott, thank you very much for what you do for people on their behalf, my behalf, what you do for the show. We will do this again next Thursday. Attorney at Law, Scott Sherman, everybody.
Thank you for it.
Thank you. You should have said thank you.
I was going to. I was, you know, it's all about time. Thank you.
I know it's all about time. Wow. This was a fast couple hours. It's not over yet, folks. We still have the Playhouse, and that comes after the news, the national news, then the local news with Tim Woodburn. So stay right where you are. Don't go anywhere. It's 5 o'clock at 590, The Fan.
This is Martin Kilcoyne. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
And
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker is refusing to testify before the House Judiciary Committee if he's subpoenaed. A letter from the Justice Department detailed questions that Whitaker is prepared to answer. It also said that he will not testify unless he receives written assurance that he will not be served a subpoena. Baseball legend Frank Robinson has died at the age of 83.
Robinson had a Hall of Fame career with the Reds, Orioles, Dodgers, Angels, and Indians, and then became Major League Baseball's first black manager. He was the only player to be named MVP in both leagues and won the Triple Crown with the Orioles in 1966. Robinson was